Right, now though, let's catch up with the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, Craig Neiman, to see what's happening in the Shire. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going?
Very well. Spoke to Marie Edwards last Friday about the fact that White Knight's coming back. Yeah, that's very exciting news because I guess, as she said, you know, there's nothing absolutely sure in life except death and taxes. You know, so we should have got it back, and we did get it back, but it's nice to just have it confirmed, isn't it?
We've been waiting a little while for this one. It's been on and off again a couple of times. But September 3 this year, mark that in your calendar, everyone. Last time it was 2018, it was the middle of winter, and 60,000 people turned out for a fantastic display of light and colour around the city's buildings. We've got a great lot of buildings that we can project onto. It really demonstrated the creativity of some people and what a great opportunity it is for people to come out and enjoy that sort of experience. And it was wonderful that it was for everyone. And I recall lots of families getting out, you know, 6, 7 o'clock at night and being able to be home by 8:30 or so, but still being able to experience a great spectacle. So really looking forward to that one, Robbo. It's been a little while in the waiting, but going to be a fantastic night in Bendigo, that one.
Lovely to see so many events on and more being announced. And one of those, the Harmony Fair. Tell us about that.
So Harmony Day is on Monday, next Monday, 21st of March. So this is about celebrating cultural diversity, and Greater Bendigo is going to showcase the beauty and vibrancy and diversity of our local multicultural communities through food and dance, music and art. It'll be held in the Hargraves Mall this Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lots of activities. There'll be a screening of a film, a 30-minute film, on the new screen that's been put on one of those structures in the Mall. This is a screen produced by Arena Theatre. It's 30 minutes, and it's a story of the culture, lives and settlement journey of four local South Sudanese girls who have made Bendigo home. So that'll be a really interesting film to watch, local film. But this is open to everyone. We should celebrate the diversity of our community and welcome. We are a welcoming city, and make sure that these people feel welcome. They've got some fantastic offerings for us to learn. So I think it's a great opportunity for everyone to get along to that one on Sunday.
Yeah, indeed. Now, the Early Years Matters community discussions. So pretty obviously it's about the early years of our young citizens. Tell us more about the details.
So important that we look after and get provide the best opportunity for our young people to get a great start in life, you know, that really, really early years. So we're inviting some community members to come along and have a discussion with some local professionals about, you know, what's really important, what do they see as really important in the lives of their young people. That might be around healthy eating, physical activity, social connection, you know, really trying to set some priorities and actions that we as a city and other organisations can work together to make sure that we can give our young people the best start in life. The session's going to be held on Thursday, March 24th. So there's an opportunity to contact Christy Bennett at the City of Greater Bendigo before March 17 to register for that event. Really hoping some people will come along and provide us with their wisdom around that.
Terrific. And finally, mate, this always appeals to me, Tai Chi. You know, it's good exercise, but it's done slowly and it's done gently. And that's talk of my language, Craig.
it's back. It's back and it's free on Wednesday, so it started yesterday, in fact, at Dai Gam San, which is the Chinese precinct. So everyone is welcome for a 45-minute session, 10 a.m. each Wednesday. It started yesterday. We'll go through till May 4. Won't be happening if it's raining, but and everyone's welcome, and it's just a good opportunity for people to learn Tai Chi and get a bit of exercise. Robbo, can I quickly mention Lost Trades Fair,
on
this weekend out at the Bendigo Racecourse. So Saturday and Sunday, tickets are required, so book online. And, of course, Elvis is arriving on Saturday night. The Elvis exhibition at the Bendigo Art Gallery opens on Saturday night, so people will see a fair bit of activity happening around the place and lots of visitors over the next few months as people come from all over the place to visit Elvis. Mm. We've had over 15,000 pre-sold tickets to that event.
Yeah, that's great.
Normally we pre-sell about 1,000. So, huge.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. All right, mate. Well, listen, all the best with that. Not that you need it. Any luck with it. I was just thinking, as we're wrapping up, you know, when you were talking about White Knights, but back on September 3, I thought, September 3. And I just sort of looked it up. It was one of my wife's birthdays on September 3. And September 3 also, the day that Britain, France, New Zealand and Australia declared war. A coincidence, Craig? I think not.
Stay away from that one.
Have a good day, mate.
Good on you, Robbo.
Cheers. All the very best. Craig Neiman, CEO, City of Greater Bendigo on the Wake Up Call.